WGNS News is at the bridge over Broad that's about to get a new name. From Middle Tennessee State University, here is Andrew Oppmann.
Hey, how about this beautiful day? This is fantastic. What a great day to dedicate a bridge, huh? My name is Andrew Oppmann. I'm Vice President of Marketing and Communications at Middle Tennessee State University, and we are so honored to be a part of this great ceremony by the County of Rutherford and the City of Murfreesboro to christen this wonderful structure that's behind me. Before we get started, and I know President McPhee will thank our hosts as well, but let's give a round of applause to Wilson Bank and Trust that have opened up their lot and their land and some wonderful refreshments. They're fantastic folks. And this is a wonderful occasion. We're on game day footing here. Our director of athletics is here. Folks from our athletics marketing team have already put out some great true blue swag under the tents, and we're really excited about going into game day, and what a great way to start. Well, enough from me. The man you want to hear to start off every university occasion is our president, Dr. Sidney A. McPhee. Please welcome him to the podium.
Thank you, Andrew, and good morning.
Good morning.
Isn't this a magnificent day? Can it get any better than this? You're blessed. Let's hear from you. We're here, as you know, to dedicate this magnificent, beautiful addition to our community. And once again, we're celebrating another impressive improvement that has changed the character and certainly the face of our city and our county. A few weeks ago, many of my friends here today joined me in celebrating the ribbon cutting of the enhancement of the beautiful Middle Tennessee Boulevard, which is, as you know, an investment put forth by the city, the state of Tennessee, and the federal government, and certainly our university. This has created really an impressive gateway to our beautiful campus. And today, we're here to have another celebration, and I'd like to recognize some very special guests that are in attendance and will be speaking in a moment during this dedication. First, representing Rutherford County, the Honorable Bill Ketron, our county major, and I might add, a proud MTSU alum. Mayor, would you stand? Let's recognize you. Next, representing the city of Murfreesboro, the Honorable Shane McFarlane, another alum and great supporter of our university in this city. Thank you for being here. Also representing the county, Rutherford County Commission, and will be speaking, is the Honorable Pettus Reed, another proud alum of our university and great supporter. And representing the state of Tennessee are two more distinguished, excellent supporter alums in the state legislature, and they will be making remarks. First, State Senator Don White of the 13th District, and State Representative Charlie Baum of the 37th District, who is also one of our distinguished faculty members at our university. Very proud of you. We have many other elected officials that are here from both the city, the county, from Smyrna, Laverne. But all of our elected officials, would you stand and let us recognize you and thank you for your support of our great university. We have two members of our Board of Trustees here. They are my boss, and so we certainly want to give deference to them. First is our faculty trustee, Dr. Mary Martin. Dr. Martin. And our wonderful student trustee, representative of the great students we have at MTSU, Samantha Eisenberg. Also representing the 22,000 students on our campus, we have our SGA president, Delaney McDonald. Delaney, would you stand and let us recognize you? Thank you. And as Andrew had mentioned, we do want to say thank you again to Wilson Bank and Trust. Lee Eaton. Lee, would you raise your hand? Let's stand up, actually. Let's give him a round of applause for being so generous in supporting this initiative. Now, as you know, this celebration is to dedicate a relatively new structure, what I would call this amazing bridge over Broad, which represent the strong and vibrant town and gown relationship between our university, the county, and the city. Like Middle Tennessee Boulevard, this was an ambitious, time-consuming project for years in the making that opened up the traffic early last year, opened up for traffic flow early last year. Also like MT Boulevard, this was a project that was and is transformational in nature. Not only does it provide a practical solution to what was a perplexing traffic problem, it creates more inviting portal for residents and visitors to our downtown area and to the campus. I was so very happy and pleased to learn that Mayor Ketron and Commissioner Reed sought approval from the state for permission to name the structure the Blue Raider Bridge. The Blue Raider Bridge. And as such, I much appreciated the willingness by Senator White and Representative Baum to help carry that piece of legislation and recommendation in the General Assembly and to the State Department of Transportation. Like the True Blue Tower that also stands behind us from this site, Mayor McFarland initiated and the City Council approved the naming of this bridge, further to confirm that the city and our county standing as one of the South's best college town, as noted by the prestigious magazine Southern Living Magazine. Best college town in America. Now, this quality of life put forward by our collective community was also one of the factors behind the recent Princeton Review selection of our university among its top ranking in the United States of America, top 385 out of 5,000 colleges and universities. Your university has made the national ranking as one of the top institutions of higher learning, and it's an affirming testament to our dedication to continuously seek to strengthen our intellectually and stimulating, welcoming, and creative environment on our campus. It also shows our devotion to helping students succeed in the classroom, in the workplace, and throughout life. Ladies and gentlemen, your university works every day to return value to the taxpayers of this state, this county, and this city. And I'm pleased to report to you today that even more students are coming to your university, to this city, to this county, because of that incredible value. And as of today, the number of our new freshman students enrolled for the fall is up, ladies and gentlemen, 14%. The number of new transfer students enrolled at our university for this fall is up 4%. And TEHEC just recently put out the data of all transfer students who are part of the Tennessee Promise Program. MTSU was the number one university where those students from around the state came to who were part of the Tennessee Promise. That tells you something about your institution. And so we've seen a continued growth at our university, and we know that we will continue to make you proud of MTSU, something that we have put forth and make sure that everybody knows that in addition to that growth, we have had an incredible increase in the quality of students at this university. We have a record academic achievement of this incoming class with an ACT approaching 24 and a GPA over 3.5, which is significantly higher from the state statistics and also the nation. So it's an honor for us to be a part of this community and to be here today as part of this naming of the Blue Raider Bridge. And as we continue to work day to honor you for your contribution and continued devotion and investment and enthusiasm and certainly appreciation of our university and the enormous positive financial impact that this university has on this community. I remind you, each year, direct economic impact, $1.2 billion to this community. Certainly, it is an institution that's on the move, and it's an institution that is a great part of the success of this community. So I hope all of you will always remain true blue. I hope every time I see you that you have something blue on. I hope that you would raise the flag, that you will carry it wherever you are, and let folks know that you are a Blue Raider and you are true blue. So I expect to see all of you on Saturday. It's a little plug, Chris. As we turn that other supposedly blue school with the blues at the end of Saturday night. Thank you so much for being here. And I now ask Mayor Ketron to come to the podium along with his deputy mayor to share some remarks on this very memorable day. Thank you so much and know how much we appreciate you.
Well, good morning. What a beautiful, beautiful day. Cindy, the weather is much better. Wilson County Bank and Trust put in an order for this request. It's much better than the dedication of Middle Tennessee Boulevard. So it's a beautiful day and a beautiful weekend for football in Murfreesboro and Rutherford County at MTSU. I want to say a few things about this bridge. It's been a long time coming. Back in 1990, I believe the state of Tennessee realized the traffic congestion, and it was the most congested intersection in the whole state of Tennessee. And Larry Counts used to own Elcar. It was a little Gulf station right here on that concrete pad. And they approached him and bought him out because they knew at some point in time this bridge was going to happen. Well, things at the state happen slowly, don't they, Mike? The wheels turn in government at the state level, but it's finally here since 1990. But what this bridge represents is two things. It represents, as Dr. McPhee mentioned, the bridge between the town and gown relationship of Murfreesboro and Rutherford County and MTSU. Because MTSU, outside of Nissan, is the second largest economic engine in the entire county. Of what it does for our community. Where would Rutherford County be if MTSU did not exist? We would be like some other small communities around the state, struggling and hoping we had something like MTSU. So this bridge bridges us together in that relationship with MTSU. It also bridges the effect of Mayor McFarland and City Council and our County Commission working together, because there's only so many dollars as we move forward in the future that we have to share things together. And this is indeed bridging that relationship even tighter than what it has currently been between the city and the county. And I'm truly excited about that. I want to announce today is that now, since we're naming the bridge, we're going to kick off, through private donations, we're going to kick off a fundraising event. We had quotes of putting blue LED lights on this bridge that was high as $900,000. And we got a quote from a local business here in town to put in the new LED neon made in the United States for $107,000, and we think that's an attainable goal. And so we'll be working with our foundation. Joe Bales is here, and so we'll be starting to accept donations to get this thing lit. I don't know how long it'll take, but what we want to happen is this bridge, once we light it up and it becomes blue, we're going to put blue LED on that bottom lip of the beam and then up on top of the concrete wall on both sides. And it will be an iconic image for Murfreesboro. Kids will want their dad to drive across the bridge at night. Dad, drive me across Blue Raider Bridge. Or we want to make sure that every team, when they drive across that bridge coming to the stadium or to the Murphy Center to play some basketball or playing some tennis, they have to drive across this bridge, and that Blue Raider mojo might just, you know, be on our favor, right? So we're excited about that opportunity as well. And so I want to turn it over to Chairman Pettus Reed. Chairman is Pettus Reed is the one that brought the resolution before the county commission to name it Blue Raider Bridge. And then he, in turn, once it was passed by the county commission, got it to our members of the state legislature, and they got it passed for the naming of the bridge because it is a state bridge, and state dollars paid for that, or at least the citizens paid for it. So I'll turn it over to Chairman Pettus Reed.
Thank you, Mayor. When the mayor made the suggestion that he said, how about us naming that bridge out there and name it after something dealing with MTSU? Well, when he told me that, you know, that right there was just like telling one of my grandchildren, would you like ice cream? You have to understand, I've been a Blue Raider over 71 years. I'll be 71 in October. My grandfather went to Normal. My mother went to MTSC. Both my brother and sister graduated from MTSU. I graduated from MTSU. My two children have graduated from MTSU, and I now have two grandchildren in the child development out there. So you understand that in my house there is nothing any other color but blue. In fact, I looked around this morning and I couldn't find any color that represents another school that's east of here. In fact, I don't even have orange juice in my refrigerator. So when I had this challenge and we had to determine a name that we wanted to name this bridge, I asked some of my constituents, what do you think? I talked to other members of the MTSU Alumni Association. What do you think? And the name that kept coming back was Blue Raider. So that was the name that when I presented it to steering, I said, you know, I think Blue Raider is the name that we'd like to go with. And that's where we went to, went before the county commission. And I do want to say I certainly appreciate our county commission members that are here today, because without this, it's not possible. They had to pass that resolution saying that, and that's how these things happen. You have to have the other approval of those individual members, and we certainly appreciate that. And that's where we started the work. And I know after that, I had to keep explaining why Blue Raider, why Blue Raider. Well, when you name a bridge, there's always a name, sometimes of an individual, and you know the individual. But when you say Blue Raider, what does that mean? What does that represent and what it is? And I always tell people, you have to understand what my Blue Raider is. Well, when I think of a Blue Raider, I think of almost 23,000 students right out here. 23,000 students that are getting an education to go back into our economy, going back as teachers, scientists, my department, which was agriculture, doing great things in this community, in this county, in this state, in this nation. When I think of a Blue Raider, I do think of that athletic department out there and what they do. But when I think of those Blue Raiders and what they do out there across this nation, Blue Raiders are recognized. If you don't believe that, talk to somebody in Michigan State. If you don't believe that, call some folks that were at the Big House this past weekend up in Michigan. If you don't believe that, talk to somebody that's been watching ESPN lately. They know what Blue Raiders are and where MTSU is located by our brand. My Blue Raiders are 7 foot tall, that when my four-year-old grandson walks into that gymnasium, they'll reach down and pick him up and hold him for his picture to be made My grandson has had his picture made with more future pro football players and basketball players than anybody I personally know. And what else do our Blue Raiders do? Our Blue Raiders have given over 6,000 pints of blood in blood drives. That's a lot of blood, where they've helped people all across almost four states in the drive that they've given. I know in 2 days they've given pretty close to 600 pints in just 2 days. What else are they doing right now? They are in the middle of Raider Relief. And if you haven't been told about that, you need to be involved in it, because Raider Relief right now, we have 51 students on our campus out there that are from the Bahamas. Seven of them have family that have lost their homes totally on the islands down there. We're in the process of collecting everything we can to send to them. We've done this before. We've done this before for, an athlete whose family lost everything they had in another. That's what Blue Raiders are. We're a family. We're a Blue Raider family. And that name that you see here on this bridge, it's just not the name of an athletic team. It's those of us who have graduated from there. It's who we are and what we are. We're a family of Blue Raiders, and that's what's going to be on this bridge right here when people cross it. And when those lights come on and we do that, people will understand what it is. We're so fortunate to live in a city, Mayor, that has a university like this. There are cities all across this nation would love to have that university and what it returns back to the economy. And besides that, what it also returns back as far as the education they receive. And we just said all the different people here are alumni, and that's why we're here. And I want to tell you, folks, you won't catch me without my Blue Raider blue on, and I urge you to do the same. I want you to support. I want you to spend your trust, your treasure, and everything for MTSU, and I want to see you Saturday out there, too, supporting those students. Thank you.
Thank you, Chairman Reed. At this point in time, I'd like to introduce our next speaker, a true blue Blue Raider, the mayor of the city of Murfreesboro, Shane McFarland.
Man, what a great day. I want to first start out by recognizing some of my colleagues on the city council. We have the vice mayor, Madeline Scales Harris, who's here. I see Eddie Smotherman, who's back there. He literally is all true blue right now. So am I missing any other council members? You know, when I was sitting here, the city council over the last several years, you know, we've talked about the traffic flow here on Broad Street and Memorial. You know, we've even talked about on April 1st, we did a joke and named this after there was almost 5,000 people who asked to name the bridge Bridgie McBridgeface. So we did that for 1 day. But I think it's very fitting. I had breakfast with Dr. McPhee yesterday, and one of the things that we absolutely talked about and agreed on that we continue to make the relationship between MTSU and the city of Murfreesboro as strong as it possibly can be. The naming of the bridge is the easy part. It's easy for us to get here and talk about what we wanted to name the bridge, but the hard part was the hours and hours and days and years that we spent working on the concept and getting this urban interchange bridge built in the city of Murfreesboro. So there's a few people that I do want to thank. One of the first things I did as mayor is I actually picked the color out on the stamped concrete to go on the side of the bridge. You wouldn't think that that was a tough decision, but between Dana Richardson, our former city manager, Rob Lyons, Chris Griffith, our engineer, we had so many people who worked on making this bridge a reality. So I want to make sure and thank all of those people who worked tirelessly on making sure this bridge was a reality. Former Mayor Bragg was beneficial on making sure that this happened. And a lot of the council members took heed on why that we would be building a bridge like this in the city of Murfreesboro. why that we would go through a traffic study to be able to study the entire Old Fort Parkway corridor on why that this would make sense. And now you would not believe how many people come up from the west side of town and say, that's the best thing y'all have ever done in this city. You've taken 10 minutes off my drive time to the city of Murfreesboro now. So what I hope to see as we talk about the Blue Raider Bridge, as we talk about what we're doing inside this city, I think this is just a beneficial statement to show you the infrastructure that we're trying to put in the city of Murfreesboro, not just here. Highway 99, Middle Tennessee Boulevard, what we're looking to do on St. Clair, where we have one of the finest senior citizen centers in the state, continually recognized for how good it is. All of that comes together to make a city what it is. As a former graduate of MTSU, we had our city council retreat last week, and it seemed like everything that we talked about continually went back to Middle Tennessee State University. It went back to, what's the brand of this city? What do we look and see where we want to be 25 years from now? And the one thing that we continually said is that we want MTSU and we want the city of Murfreesboro to be a partner to be able to make this city the best that it possibly can be. We want our graduates to be here inside the city of Murfreesboro, not talking about a transportation plan on how we get people from Murfreesboro to lessen their drive time to Nashville. One of the things that we decided, that's not what we want. We want people to be able to lessen their drive time in Murfreesboro, driving to jobs in Murfreesboro. And we do that through partnership with our university. There's going to be many announcements that you're going to see happen over the next couple of months on economic development things that are going to be beneficial to not only MTSU, but to Rutherford County and the city of Murfreesboro. And one of the things that makes it important is what we have going at this university. So, Dr. McPhee, I can say on behalf of the city council, you have our pledge to continue to make Murfreesboro a great place to live and do that by partnering with this university. When you see the Blue Raider signs go up and you see the water tower that's over there as you go across the Blue Raider Bridge, it's something that shows you that our partnership inside the city with the city of Murfreesboro and Middle Tennessee State University, it will be unwavering. It will be something that will be strong many, many years to come. I do want to also say one thing before I leave. This would not be possible without our state. Paul Deggs with the Tennessee Department of Transportation, his entire team that worked with us to secure the funding and to help us manage this project. So I want to thank Representative Baum, Senator White, Senator Reeves, who's here, Representative Sparks. Your commitment to infrastructure inside the city of Murfreesboro is something that is beneficial not only to the residents of Rutherford County, to Smyrna, to Laverne. It's something that's beneficial to the entire region. We were just talking about how many people come to Murfreesboro from Bedford County, Coffee County, Franklin County, all of these counties, or Cannon County, that come from around to be able to come to our health care, to buy their goods and services here. That's beneficial to this state, and we thank you for your commitment to the city of Murfreesboro. I'm excited to be here. I'm excited to see what this has for the future. I'm excited, hopefully, to be able to see this same bridge constructed over Thompson Lane, one of our busiest intersections. So that's something I hope that we'll be sitting here 5 years, 10 years from now, talking about another bridge naming. So with that, the person who's going to get that done over Thompson Lane, Senator White, is who we're going to welcome to come share some remarks.
Good morning. What a wonderful day to be true blue. I'm happy here today to represent the state of Tennessee and TDOT for constructing this beautiful bridge, and more excitingly to name it for the true blue MTSU, the Blue Raider Bridge. I would like to first say thank you to my colleagues, my delegation. Senator Shane Reeves is here, Representative Mike Sparks, and Representative Charlie Baum is here today representing the state of Tennessee as well. Last night over dinner, Chad said, well, my husband, he said, what do you have tomorrow? And I said, oh, I've got the MTSU bridge naming. He said, well, what are you going to talk about? And I said, I'm going to talk about what it means to be true blue. He said, tell them how it changed your life. How the faculty, the staff of MTSU changed my path, the way I went in life. Of course, I was an education major, and I've got 3 degrees in education from MTSU because of the faculty. Because the day I graduated with my Bachelor of Science in Education, the next Tuesday I started intercession with working on my master's, because the staff, the faculty said, "Dawn, you can do this. Go on. You are able to do this." And I'm just one of thousands and hundreds of thousands of students living here in Rutherford County today that the faculty, the staff at MTSU believed in them, told them they could do it. Think of all the non-traditional students that are at MTSU today. It's a struggle when you are working full-time, you have a family, but you have that staff, you have that faculty there saying, "You can do this. How can we help you? How can we make it, your time here at MTSU better, easier? What can we do for you?" And it is with that, I also want to say that probably MTSU was the start of me getting into politics. I was chairman of College Republicans because I had a faculty member that encouraged me to get involved in the political process. And I also ran for SGA. I was a student senator for the education department. I had faculty, I had staff that said, "You need to do this. This is leadership. You need to thrive." And I'm just one. Think of everyone out there that their faculty, their staff is pushing them. Go further. You can do more. And that's what it means to be true blue. On a side note, as Chad and I laughed last night over dinner, we met at MTSU too. Now, Chad can say that was a good thing or a bad thing, depending on the day, but it definitely changed mine and Chad's life. And I just want to say that I am 100% proud to be true blue. This is a great day for MTSU and Rutherford County and Murfreesboro City. Thank you for everyone that put time and effort into making this day possible. And now I would like to introduce our newest member of our delegation and a wonderful addition to our delegation, Representative Charlie Baum.
Thank you, Senator White. I'm proud to be a member of the MTSU faculty. And as a teacher, I want to start by sharing with you a few statistics about bridges. The longest bridge in the United States is the Lake Pontchartrain Causeway. It's about 25 miles long, connecting parts of New Orleans. The oldest bridge in the world is a bridge in Turkey, in a town formerly known as Smyrna, dates back to 850 BC. What makes the bridge we're looking at today unique is it will be the first and only bridge named the Blue Raider Bridge. And we name this the Blue Raider Bridge in honor of our university, Middle Tennessee State University. Naming this the Blue Raider Bridge will help highlight and cement the relationship between our university and the Rutherford County community. And I want to give you a couple of reasons why this is important. MTSU is one of the largest employers in Rutherford County. It is the top college destination of choice for our students in Rutherford County. Members of Rutherford County actively cheer Blue Raider sports all year around, and MTSU generates $1.1 billion in economic activity. So I am pleased to report that the Tennessee General Assembly happily endorses the naming of this bridge. I am excited about the bright future that MTSU and our Rutherford County community have together. And I want to thank President McPhee and MTSU for their work on this. I want to thank Mayor Ketron and Rutherford County government for their work on this, and Mayor Shane McFarland for his work and the city's work on getting this project completed. Thank you all very much.
And the next time you drive over or under this bridge, it's now the Blue Raider Bridge, honoring Middle Tennessee State University. And that's another part of our Blue Raider history here in the heart of Tennessee. This is WGNS News.